welcome to another edition of Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a statewide law firm with its primary office in Gainesville, Florida, where Jeffrey Meldon has been practicing for 51 years. We also have offices in Ocala, in Marion County, where we've been for 43 years. We also have an office in South Florida covering the entire Tri-County area of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And we have a new office in Columbia County, all the way up in Lake City. In fact, we have a grand opening ribbon-cutting ceremony for that office just coming up this Thursday, the 7th of April. Everybody is invited to it. And the easiest way to find it is that it is on Highway 90 heading into Lake City. As you're coming off the interstate, you make a right heading toward Lake City. The office is about maybe half a mile, three quarters of a mile down on the left in a mall with Moe's, the restaurant, and it's just before the Super Walmart. Anyway, Meldon Law is so proud to have an office now in Lake City. We've been handling cases up there for many, many years, and we just felt it was time to make a formal, full-time, in-person presence up there. So everybody is invited. It's from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Meldon Law office in Lake City, and we urge you to come join us. Say hello to Jeffrey and Carrie Meldon and the rest of the staff, and we'll have a really good time. Meldon Law is a firm that specializes in personal injury cases, meaning that we represent victims of motor vehicle crashes, crashes involving semi-trucks on interstate highways, crashes involving buses, crashes involving pedestrians, scooters, people on bicycles. We've literally handled every type of injury case almost imaginable. People injured at amusement parks, at football games, at concerts, slip and fall, trip and fall cases at supermarkets and shopping centers, animal bite, animal negligence cases. We've even handled battery cases, and we're going to be talking about battery in just a few minutes. Whatever the situation may be, if you know somebody or if you yourself have been injured due to the negligence, carelessness, or even intentional conduct of another, you may have a remedy. You may be entitled to damages. Please give us a call anytime, 352-373-8000. That is toll-free, whether you dial 1-800 or 352. It's the same either way, 352-373-8000. There is no cost for an initial consultation. In fact, there is no fee if there is no recovery. We handle your injury case strictly on a contingency fee basis. We do not even take our costs back unless there is a successful recovery against the other side. So give us a call. You've got nothing to lose and much, much to gain. Give us a call anytime, even if you are already in a case and maybe you've got some questions. Perhaps you just want a second opinion. We have a lot of respect for the other firms that do the same kind of work we do, and you may still have some questions and would like just another set of eyes on it. We're happy to give a second opinion anytime. Please take a look at our website at www.meldonlaw.com. We've got up-to-date articles on all aspects of personal injury law. And we also have information about criminal defense matters. We have a very active, prolific, and successful criminal defense department. Carrie Meldon, Ian Pickens, Tanner Demery, and now Yolanda Means, who we've hired from the Office of the Public Defender. We have a tremendous group of folks doing criminal defense that are tremendously experienced from both sides of the aisle, so to speak. You've got Carrie, Ian, and Tanner, all of whom were prosecutors prior to becoming attorneys. You've got Yolanda having worked at the Public Defender's Office. So we've got really the point of view from both the defense and the prosecutorial side, handling cases involving defense of felonies and misdemeanors in state and federal court. Give us a call again anytime, 24/7, 365 days a year at 352-373-8000. A legal professional will take your call. We'll get an attorney on the line, and we'll do our very best to help you out with your situation. I'm not Jeffrey Meldon. My name is Chris Qualman. I've been on this show for the last 5 years, off and on as a co-host. Jeffrey is today out at a golf tournament. I know it's very much up in the air because of the inclement weather. But Jeffrey, if you're listening, we want to say hello to you. It's for an excellent cause. Some of you may have heard of this. It's the Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr. Endowment Golf Tournament. Leonard George and Willie Jackson Sr. were the first two African-American football players to ever play at the University of Florida in the 60s. They are still very much alive and very, very active in promoting UF and promoting UF sports, and particularly promoting opportunities for African Americans. And we're very proud of the work they have done or continuing to do. And there is now an endowment fund that they have created to provide scholarships, to provide supplemental scholarships, so to speak, for University of Florida students. So I want to congratulate Jeffrey and all the other sponsors who are out at the Leonard George and Willie Jackson Senior Endowment Golf Tournament today. I know they had a beautiful event last night at Spurrier's Restaurant. They had a beautiful banquet. I saw on Facebook Ward Scott and several other people posting that they were at that banquet. And anyway, it's a great event, and we thank all the people who've done great work for that wonderful charity. And Jeffrey, if you're listening, we hope you get to play golf. You certainly deserve it today. It sounds to me from the look out the window weather report, as I like to call it, that the inclement weather is probably going to be rolling in pretty quickly. Want to remind you that we are live today. This is not a pre-recorded episode. We are live. It is Saturday, April 2nd. And in a couple of moments, we're going to be talking about the Will Smith case. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself, hasn't this been talked about ad nauseum on the news for the past week? Yeah, you're right, it has. However, we're going to talk about it from the legal side. You know, what is the legal definition of battery? What's the legal definition of assault? Did the actions of Will Smith that night at the Oscars give rise to a crime? We're going to talk about all of that. And you can give us a call anytime today during this program for the next 20-25 minutes at 1-877-975-9825. Again, the toll-free number. Call us with your thoughts about the Will Smith Chris Rock incident at 1-877-975-9825. And we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit. We'll be right back after the break. We'll even throw in a $25 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill if you give us a call. You're listening to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law. Today is Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. My name is Chris Qualman. We'll be right back after this message.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community with programs like Law Talk Live on the Sky every Saturday at 10:30. You can also join our podcast, Meldon Law and Friends, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Facebook, YouTube, and 37 other audio platforms. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Hello and welcome back to Law Talk Live, a service of Meldon Law, a statewide law firm specializing in personal injury cases and criminal defense matters. Give us a call anytime at 352-373-8000, and we will do our best to address your case and steer you in the right direction. Again, whatever the type of case it may be involving injury, whether it's a bus accident, a big truck crash on the interstate, even a fender bender that maybe you think is not too serious, but you may have some pain in your neck, pain in your back that needs to be looked at by a trauma specialist, give us a call. We'll do our very best to steer you in the right direction. Jeffrey Meldon has been doing this for a long, long time, and you just can't put a price on experience, the experience that Jeffrey has. Among the attorneys in our firm, we have probably 200 years of courtroom experience. We take cases to trial. We do whatever it takes to get you the very best result possible. You don't need to call anybody else. Give us a call at Meldon Law, 352-373-8000. Okay, if you've been following us on social media this week, you've been seeing posts that we were going to talk today about the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident. And again, I know it's been talked about ad nauseum, but I just wanted to a little bit talk about the legal aspects of, you know, what does constitute a battery. And while, you know, this incident took place in the state of California, I can tell you this, in Florida, the way battery is defined as any intentional touching or striking of another person against the will of that person. In other words, it doesn't have to be, you know, a clenched fist. It doesn't have to be a kick to the back or anything like that. Any type of an unwanted intentional touching or striking of another person against the will of the recipient, or an action that intentionally causes bodily harm to another person. In other words, if you were to caused the brakes to go out in a car. Let's say you manipulated the brakes or something and it caused it to hurt that person. That would be an act that intentionally caused harm to that person. You know, you threw a baseball and hit that person intentionally, not negligently, but did so with the intent to cause harm. That would be considered a battery. There are even certain circumstances where a battery can be raised to the level of a felony battery. If it's a multiple offender, someone who's done it more than once, or if it's done with a weapon with the intent to cause great bodily harm, and in fact does cause great bodily harm, it could be elevated to felony battery. But simple misdemeanor battery, again, let me reemphasize, is any unwanted intentional touching or strike of another person against the will of the recipient. So let's apply that to the situation out in California at the Oscars last week. Does that qualify? Absolutely does. In fact, as I was preparing for today's radio show, I found an article that was quoting Will Packer, who was the producer of the Oscars ceremony, who in fact said that the Los Angeles Police Department was backstage at the Oscars this past Sunday night, and they were prepared to arrest Will Smith. They in fact talked to Chris Rock as he came off the stage, and they said, "Do you want to press charges?" And Chris Rock said, no, I'm okay. And they said, let's finish. I mean, Chris Rock was like adamant that he didn't want to press charges. He said, I'm fine. But they said, please, let us explain what your rights are. You do have a right, if you wish, for us to press this case criminally. Interestingly enough, one of the big questions we get asked a lot at Meldon Law, I've been asked this question, so what happens in a situation like that when the alleged victim refuses to cooperate or says he or she doesn't want to press charges? Can the state attorney's office still move forward? The answer is yes, they can. As a practical matter, it's very, very difficult to prosecute a battery case, and that's any type of battery case, whether it's a simple battery, an aggravated battery, felony battery, or even a sexual battery case. And it becomes very sad sometimes because you get a victim, you know, who is so traumatized, so manipulated, so bullied and berated by the oppressor that they sometimes are intimidated into prosecuting. The state attorney is not bound by that. If they have independent evidence, and let's use that, apply that to what happened at the Oscars. Was there independent evidence? Of course there was. It was an international television broadcast that showed Will Smith striking Chris Rock against his will. Is that sufficient to get a battery conviction? I would say yes. Still, again, as a practical matter, when you've got a victim who is not particularly thrilled about moving forward with it, not willing to be a cooperative victim, a cooperative witness, it's difficult as a practical matter to go forward. And that's why, particularly when you see domestic battery cases and sexual battery cases, other types of battery cases, the state attorney's office, they'll have a victim's advocate department that will work with the alleged victims and explain to them calmly, away from the court, back in an office. They'll advocate for the victims and explain to them what their rights are. And again, sometimes it's just that the victims are so berated, bullied, and intimidated that they sympathize with their oppressor. And again, I'm not here to give a psychological analysis or anything like that. Just as a practical matter, generally speaking, the prosecutor's office won't move forward, whether it's Florida, California, or anywhere, unless you have a willing cooperative victim. But that's not always the case, because remember, the plaintiff, the prosecuting party, so to speak, in a criminal case is the state. If it happens in Florida, it's the state of Florida. It's not the victim that's prosecuting. That would be a civil case where you pursue an action for monetary damages. But in a criminal case, it is the state of Florida that is the pursuer, the prosecutor, so to speak. So again, the actual assistant state attorney assigned to the case does not need necessarily the cooperation of the victim if they have independent evidence that can prove the crime. A lot of controversy, of course, about the Will Smith case. You know, there are people who think that it sends a terrible message to not prosecute him. Certainly, he's facing a lot of consequences and penalties, you know, away from the Oscar broadcast. He resigned his membership in the Academy of Arts and Sciences yesterday. That does not mean, from what I read and understand, that he gives back his Oscar, but it does mean that he's no longer going to be an Academy voter in the future, and they still have the right to pursue disciplinary action. Could it mean the removal of his Oscar? I suppose it could. I don't know if they'll go to that extent or not, but certainly there are sanctions and different types of punishments that they can provide. And there's always the possibility, as I alluded to earlier, that a victim of a battery, in addition to having a case prosecuted, can pursue an action for civil damages. And one of the big differences there is that there is a big difference in the burden of proof. You know, remember the O.J. Simpson case. While O.J., you know, when was charged with murder of his former wife and her friend, maybe they weren't able to prove the case beyond and to the exclusion of a reasonable doubt in a criminal court. They were able to prove it beyond the greater weight of the evidence, the preponderance of the evidence, a 51-49 standard, so to speak, which is a much lesser standard in a civil case. I know I've been rambling, but I'm very passionate about this topic, and I want you to call. I want you folks out there to give us a call with your own thoughts on this. And to incentivize you to call, we will give you a $25 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. So give us a call with your thoughts on the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident. The phone number here, toll free, is 1-877-975-9825. Again, give us a call with your thoughts on the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident, 877-975-9825. And we will give you, as an incentive to call, a $25 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. I also want to talk a little bit about the difference between battery and assault. And this is something that I didn't realize until I went to law school, gosh, 40 years ago here at the University of Florida. But assault and battery are two separate, distinct crimes. They are, even though often used interchangeably when people are speaking, they're often used in the same sentence. Oh, he or she committed or is accused of committing assault and battery. They are two separate crimes with completely separate elements, however related they may be. So you already heard me talk about battery being the unwanted, intentional touching of another person against that person's will, or intentionally creating bodily harm to a victim. Assault is putting somebody in fear of harm. In other words, a threat is what equates to an assault. If someone were to say to somebody, hey, I'm going to beat the crud out of you, and the victim, the recipient of that message, didn't think they were kidding, was actually of the belief that there was imminent harm, that would be the assault. The carrying out of that threat is the battery. So you've got assault, which is the threat, battery, which is the carrying out of that threat. And it got me to thinking, of course, about the Chris Rock, Will Smith incident. I couldn't tell what Will Smith was saying as he was approaching Chris Rock, as he was walking up the steps and approaching him on the stage there at the Oscars. But if his, just by his conduct, his demeanor, put Chris Rock in fear that he was about to be hit, I think even without Will Smith saying anything, that could be considered an assault. Certainly if he said something like, I'm going to slap the snot out of you, man, for what you just said about my wife, that would be the assault, and the slap itself would be the carrying out. So you would have two separate offenses there of assault and battery. Okay, we'll be right back after this message with the third and final segment of Law Talk Live. Give us a call with your thoughts on this. 1-877-975-9825. My name is Chris Qualman. We'll be right back.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down.
Hello and welcome back to this edition, today's edition, Saturday, April 2nd, 2022, of Law Talk Live. My name is Chris Qualman. For the past 5.5 years, I've been honored to work for Meldon Law as both a chief investigator and major case division manager. I am a graduate of the University of Florida College of Law in 1983. And yeah, that goes back a few years, but I'm a Gator through and through, just like Jeffrey, just like Carrie and all the other attorneys in the firm. So we want you to call us anytime, toll free, 352-373-8000 or 800-373-8000, whatever number you choose, it'll all go to the same place. We are a firm that specializes in personal injury cases, truck crashes, car crashes, pedestrians, people on scooters, people on bicycles. animal bite cases, amusement park injuries, concert injuries, whatever the case may be, a slip and fall, a trip and fall. If it's a situation where you, a loved one or someone you know has had their lives turned upside down because of the negligence, carelessness, omissions, or acts of another, please give us a call. There is no charge for an initial consultation. Give us a call anytime, 352-373-8000. Again, we are talking today, with the last few minutes here on this program, we've been talking about the Will Smith, Chris Rock incident. We've been talking about whether the actions of Chris Rock, actually the actions of Will Smith, Chris Rock didn't do anything other than eat that slap, whether the actions of Will Smith gave rise to a crime. I think pretty much across the board, legal experts would agree that it did give rise to a crime, to the point where even the Los Angeles Police Department was backstage prepared and willing to arrest him had Chris Rock been willing to pursue charges. Again, the point I want to make is that it is not necessary for the victim to be willing to go along. As a practical matter, very few prosecutors' offices will go forward with a prosecution if there is an unwilling, uncooperative victim. However, if there is independent evidence of the crime, in other words, the victim's testimony is not necessary to prove that the battery actually happened, which certainly was the case with the Will Smith incident at the Oscars, the state attorney's office, the district attorney's office, whatever term they use, does have the ability to move forward with charges. And again, even if there is no criminal prosecution, that does not preclude the victim from going forward with a civil suit. In the state of Florida, the statute of limitations for pursuing an action, whether it's based on negligence or intentional conduct, such as a battery, is 4 years. So certainly if that had happened here in Florida, there would be, you know, a lot of time left before that suit could be brought. And usually it's based on the severity of the injuries. Sometimes a victim, you know, rightfully so, wants to make a point and wants to send a message that this type of conduct should not and cannot be tolerated. But even, you know, I was thinking about it, the slap to the jaw, it looks like Chris Rock wasn't seriously hurt, but we've handled a lot of cases at Meldon Law involving jaw injuries, involving TMJ, broken teeth, and the consequences from that can be very, very serious. The types of surgeries that are needed. We represented a young man who was on a scooter. He was hit by a car, flew over the car, landed on his jaw, and had to have several. I think he actually had 7 jaw reconstructive surgeries before he got to a place of stability. And we were very proud to have resolved his case quite handsomely. I believe we have a caller on the line, Rob. And who is it?
We have Doug on line one.
Hi, Doug. How are you?
I just wanted to comment about the thing that happened at the Grammys. I was curious, how long will Chris Rock have to file a civil lawsuit? I think you just said something about criminally it's 4 years.
Actually, it's 4 years in Florida. I don't know what the statute of limitations is in California, but in the state of Florida, he would have 4 years to file a civil lawsuit for the intentional battery that was committed on him. I'm not sure. Generally, there seems to be some similarity in the statutes of limitation nationwide, but you have to check on the individual states. It could be 2 years. It could be 3. I just don't know what California is.
And that's true probably in the case of criminal charges, too?
Well,
the same, or is it?
So it depends. There is some similarity. You're asking an excellent question, and it's something I don't have on my fingertips. But
that's okay.
But they're close, though. You're right. Your point is correct. It's close. There are certain types of crimes for which there is no statute of limitations. Murder has no statute of limitations criminally. Rape, sexual battery cases don't have a statute of limitations. So, and rightfully so, you know, those are crimes where frequently the victim is so traumatized, they'll bury it, they won't even think about it, they won't talk about it, and then all of a sudden, 20 years later, something happens that triggers it, and all of a sudden it comes back up. So, those type of crimes don't have a prosecutorial statute of limitations.
Okay, here's another question. I heard somebody on the radio, I don't watch TV anymore, and pretty sure it was Jim Carrey that said it, but he was really outraged that Will Smith wasn't asked to leave and was not arrested. But he also said, if I were Chris Rock, I would sue him for $200 million. So I was going to ask you, what would be a realistic civil lawsuit, and what do you think it would settle for? Would you think it would just settle for out of court, and not even make it to a jury?
Well, it depends on the severity of his injuries, Doug. you know, the embarrassment, the public humiliation. Yes, that has some value. As I was saying before I took your call, we at Meldon Law have handled a lot of jaw injury cases, and they can be really, really bad. You know, at the very least, I would be stunned if Chris Rock didn't have at least something going on. You know, tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. Some people say tinnitus. I say tinnitus. He might have some even mild TMJ dislocation or something going on. A slap to the jaw certainly can cause that. So he would need to be checked out thoroughly, you know, by a oral surgeon to determine if there is any need for further treatment and whatnot. If it were to require surgeries, I mean, it certainly could be a seven-figure case if he was looking at multiple surgeries to repair his jaw. I mean, a closed fist, you know, that can not only damage a jaw but damage an orbital bone, that can be worth a lot of money too. So, but just now, on what I see from the record now, you know, just the slap, the humiliation, it's hard to say. Without a serious physical injury, probably not very much, in all honesty. $200 million thing is a little preposterous without a serious injury.
Of course. Well, yeah. Well, Jim Carrey's he did stand up comedy before he did his movies. So, yeah. And I think, you know, that Kathy Griffin and Judd Apatow, these stand ups are coming out and just saying that, you know, you got to have some protection, and why wasn't there security? Blah blah blah. But
Doug, also, did we get your name and number? Because we're almost out of time. Did we get your name and number?
They did. I think okay, they did. If right, not, I'll okay. give Meldon a call.
But all right.
I think that if I don't hear from you guys.
All right. Okay. But then we got to wrap up. I'm sorry, buddy. But thank you for calling so much. I really appreciate that call, Doug. And he asked some excellent questions about the statute of limitations in California and whatnot. Great topic. I appreciate Doug calling. I appreciate all of you who listen to the program. I know quite a few of you do. One of the things I do for the firm is I handle intakes for the firm, and it's amazing how many people say that they listen to this program. So thank you very much, and we will be back next week on the same station, same time, 10:30 a.m. Saturday at 97.3 FM with Law Talk Live. Have a great week and take care.
The Meldon Law Studios.
Meldon Law, the only official law firm partner of the Florida Gators.
This is News Talk 97.3 The Sky.